worship. We've come to give ourselves in praise, to offer thanks to our Creator, and celebrate the one who saves. We've come to sing our songs of worship. We've come to give ourselves in praise, to offer thanks to our Creator, and celebrate the one who saves. Everybody sing of His everlasting love. Everybody sing of His everlasting love. He's slow to anger, rich in mercy. Let all the earth declare His glory. Everybody sing of His everlasting love. We've come to sing our songs of worship. We've come to give ourselves in praise, to offer thanks to our Creator, and celebrate the one who saves. Everybody sing of His everlasting love. Everybody sing of His everlasting love. He's slow to anger, rich in mercy. Let all the earth declare His glory. Everybody sing of His everlasting love. He's slow to anger, rich in mercy. Let all the earth declare His glory. Everybody sing of His everlasting love. Everybody sing of His everlasting love. Everybody sing of His everlasting love. Be slow to anger, rich in mercy. Let all the earth declare His glory. Everybody sing of His everlasting love. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
I'm always very mindful that we come to a service like this off the back of very different weeks. And we come along and we sit, and sometimes we're sitting with concerns and anxieties and burdens. Sometimes we come here from a period of loneliness. You can still feel alone even when there are people all around us. But the nature of the people that we are, we tend to kind of keep things to ourselves. Because as we're British, we don't share some of our feelings, yet we carry them with us. Mm-hmm. Equally, we may have come off a really tremendous week, full of joy, full of happiness, full of great things that God's done in our lives for us. Whatever it is, whatever you bring with you this morning, the Bible tells us, come to me, those of you burdened and weary, and I will give you rest. Jesus invites us to come to him, whatever the anxieties, whatever the concerns, whatever the burdens, whatever the joys, bring them to Jesus this morning. So what we're going to do for these next few minutes is just spend time in song and prayer. You're invited to stand for as long as you can, but if you want to sit down and just sing quietly or just pray quietly, feel free to do that as well. Just feel free, join in as you wish to, sit down if you want to, it's entirely up to you. Just relax. And hopefully you'll enjoy the next few minutes. Okay.
All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it would be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. All over his church, God's Spirit is moving. All over his church, as the prophet said it would be. All over his church, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Right here in this place, the Spirit is moving. Right here in this place, as the prophet said it would be. Right here. There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Deep down in my heart, the Spirit is moving.
Deep down in my heart, as the prophet said it would be.
Father, we come here before you to give you thanks, to praise you for all that you do and all that you are in our lives. Heavenly Father, there are some times when we feel lost, when we feel at sea, we even feel abandoned. But Father, you're there for us whenever we turn to you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your love, for the forgiveness which we could never ever earn, for your understanding and patience. We thank you, Father, that you gave your Son, who gave his life that we may live. Father, we pray that daily we may know you more intimately, and involve you more in our lives, that we may come to know you as a regular partner. We glorify your name, Father. We praise you, we thank you. And we do so through and in the name of your Son and our dear Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. A very warm welcome to everybody this morning, and thank you to our music group for leading our second part of the singing this morning. And we'd like to welcome Graham Waugh, who is going to take our service. He's an old friend of our church here, and I'll hand over to Graham.
Thank you. Wow, thank you. The Spirit lives to set us free. Walk in the light of the Lord. But he doesn't help you see unless you wear your glasses, does he? Not anymore, anyway. Okay. Yes, old friend. Goodness me. According to my records, the first time I preached here was 1974. Just yesterday, wasn't it? Yep. The Word. Through the prophet Joel, God said, "Today, I will pour out my Spirit on all humanity. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Jesus said, "The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have told you." The wonderful thing about human beings is we're all different. We all have different skills, different weaknesses. Sometimes we think our weaknesses are much more than our skills. That's not necessarily true. But we are all one in the unity of Christ. We are all one in the power of the Spirit. We are all one of God's children. And as part of God's church throughout the world, we come this morning to worship our God. And we share the prayer that Jesus taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The great joy of our worship this morning is that it's new, it's different, yet it's the same. We are here to worship our God using words and music that cover the centuries. We've been listening to a lot of more modern music. I want to share a prayer of thanksgiving with you, written as a poem by the nephew of William Wordsworth. The Reverend Christopher Wordsworth wrote these words. Let us pray. O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to you all praise and glory be. How shall we show our love to thee, who gives us all? The golden sunshine, vernal air, sweet flowers and fruits your love declare. Where harvests ripen, you are there, who gives us all. For peaceful homes and healthful days, for all the blessings earth displays, we owe you thankfulness and praise, who gives us all. But you did not spare your only Son, but gave him for a world undone, and freely with that blessed one, you give us all. You gave the Spirit's blessed dower, Spirit of life and love and power, and does his sevenfold graces shower upon us all. For souls redeemed, for sins forgiven, for means of grace and hopes of heaven, Father, all praise to you be given, who gives us all. Amen. Spirit of God, unseen as the wind, gentle as is the dove. Teach us the truth and help us believe. Show us today, this moment, the Savior's love. Was interesting with James's introduction about those who've had a different kind of week. I've just spent 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, on the Kent coast with year four, a class of 26, studying habitats and the environment. We've looked at mini beasts, we've looked at wild animals, we've looked at rock pools, we've looked at just about everything, we've played games, and I'm tired. Well, I was on Friday, coming back in the coach. It had been overcast, but there was a bit of breeze and it wasn't too bad down near Dover. But when we got back in the coach, coming back into London, into the heat, gosh, I was really weary. When I got on that train, I just about to come back from London, oh, never mind. God is great. God is wonderful. God is our fuel and our environment. Now, living in the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit. Well, what does that mean? Now, one of the two things that I had to do after I lost Christine was to take over the garden. I was allowed to mow the lawn and nothing else. Well, unless she wanted some digging done. And to learn how to cook for myself. A bit more than just scrambled eggs on toast and baked beans and things like that. So, it was with an element of faith and belief and hope that I put a collection of lettuce seeds in a pot and put all the bits and pieces with them, the compost and the water and everything. And then, of course, came back after 3 days away of very hot sunshine here with the ground so hard you'd have to punch it to break it. And I wouldn't recommend that. But I did manage this morning to cut, we're having these tonight with our barbecue, a few leaves, a complete mix of leaves for a salad different colors, different shapes, different tastes, flavors, smells. Wonderful. Nice bit of balsamic vinegar with them, even better. So there they are. The seeds were planted. The rain, God's creation, did its job. And I just was lucky enough to be there to put the seeds in and to take away the fruit. But what's important about this is that they are all different. There's about four different varieties of leaf here. Each one with a different flavor, each one with a different scent, each one adding its own bit to my salad. Oh, well, Daniela's and my salad. We're supposed to have a barbecue tonight, but probably get rain by then, but who knows. That's like us. We are God's crop, but each one of us is different. Each one of us has a different set of skills. Each one of us has a different slant on life. Each one of us has a different level of experience. Each one of us has something to offer to God. And all we need to do is to put our lives at God's disposal. Put our lives at God's disposal. Not share him. Well, Lord, I don't mind doing this, but I can't do that, and I couldn't possibly do that. No. To put our whole lives at God's disposal. But he's a loving God and a caring God, and he treats us tenderly, and he waters us, and he enriches us, and he gives us the strength. And I don't mind teaching. When I was at Bible college all those years ago, I never minded doing a sermon, I never minded doing a sunshine corner with 150 children, but go and knock on somebody's doors and invite them to a rally. Whoa. And I said to the Lord, look, Lord, I can't do this. And he said to me, yes, you can. So I stood with Malky Sharrock at the end of this long drive up to the farm. We were in the Fens, actually, up by Sleaford. And I walked all the way up to the door praying, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. I banged on the door. Nobody came. And a voice from the other side of the road said, oh, they're all hoeing the beet. So we went to the next farm. And I walked up the drive and I knocked on the door. No, no reply. We didn't wait quite so long. And I hurried up to the next house and the next house and the next house. And then when he got to another house, I knocked on the door and I heard the footsteps coming. And I thought, oh no, Lord, please, give me the words to say. Help me, help me, help me. She opened the door and she said, oh, you're from the evangelical team, aren't you? I've been waiting for you. There's a cup of tea in the pot and some biscuits ready. Wow. So whilst we may think we can't do it, God knows we can. And the fruits of the Spirit is all about that. I remember going into my very first class on my return into teaching and saying as I walked into the classroom, Lord, into your hands I commend my spirit. And finding that within moments, the skills were still there and I was able to work and to move, but not in the circles you might have expected. For I applied for headships across Surrey and South London, and many of them were church schools, and I got two interviews for church schools, and I didn't get either job. Because God said to me, I don't want you teaching in a church school. I want you teaching in a state secular school. I want you to show the children my love. Little Mohammed, a couple of days ago, very poor little lad, not very clever, very sort of emotionally disturbed. And we were sitting talking and helping him to do a little job and a little thing. And he stood up to me and he said to me, Mr. Waugh, you're my favorite. You really care. And I thought, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because that's what I was there to do. Don't always do it very well. Often make mistakes. Don't we all? But it doesn't work without that two-way communication. Through prayer, Bible study, worship, celebrating communion and our daily service for our God. Working with the Holy Spirit, or let's put it the other way around, the Holy Spirit working with us to lead the sheep for whom he died to their shepherd's side. We cannot do it. We cannot produce fruits of the Spirit without the Spirit. And so it is important that we go back even further, not just 200-300 years, but for our next hymn, we go back right to 1434 for these amazing words. Come down, O love divine, seek thou this soul of mine, and visit it with your own ardour glowing. O comforter, draw near. Within my heart appear, and kindle it, your holy flame bestowing. Writing to the church at Galatia, which was struggling with the fact that many of them were strict Orthodox Jews, They couldn't see how others who were not strict Jews could become Christians because of the laws of the Jewish religion at the time. And Paul was writing to them and explaining to them that it wasn't the laws and the rules that mattered. It was the grace given by God, the love of God, and God working in us. And then he defines quite clearly what the result of that should be.
This reading is from Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 and 22 to 25. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Thanks be to God.
We have seen the fruits of my labour, those few salad leaves all put together to show you some examples of how things are different. Each one of us different, but each one of us with an important part to play in God's plan for his people. From our commitment to God through the saving, redeeming love of Jesus, we are committed to spread the good news to the world. God the Father, Son, and Spirit then take over to bring about the nurturing of that seed. Our lives and the way we live them, eventually to a harvest. The fruits of the Spirit demonstrate the quality of our relationship with God and others. It's the way we live our thoughts, words, and actions. The fruits of the Spirit are all about what we think, what we say, what we do. It's as simple as that. Love. God's unconditional love. As we shared in those words by Christopher Wordsworth, God did not spare his only son, but gave him for a world undone. And freely with that blessed one, he gives us all redemption, salvation, forgiveness, a new start. Not just once, but again and again and again, because we are human. And a bit like sometimes the things we plant don't grow very well, or they're not quite what you expect them to be. And that happens with us as Christians. That's what God is there for. That's what the Spirit is there for, to help us to grow and develop. So we share God's unconditional love. Oh, it's easy to love those we like, and maybe even acquaintances. But it's much harder to love the unlovely. Much harder. We have to face up to our prejudices and our fears. We have to face up to the fact that they are different. They may look different. They may behave differently. They may be dirty. They may be smelly. They may be angry. They may be violent. They may not like us. But they are all God's children. All of them. Just as we are. And it is difficult, particularly if you commute, the number of people on steps, in doorways, under bridges, who constantly beg. We get the notices that say, on the underground it says, begging is illegal, so don't help. You get notices from society which says that if you do, all they're going to do is drink it and take drugs, etc. I don't remember Jesus ever asking or saying. All I remember when Jesus loved was that he loved. And he took everybody at face value and reached out and touched them. Much hated Zacchaeus. The epitome of Roman management and organization. Taking the taxes, creaming off the top, living very well, and not very big, but had the power of the law behind him. And he comes face to face with Jesus, not in the way he expected. For there is Jesus down here, and there is Zacchaeus up there. And Jesus says to Zacchaeus, come down, I want to talk to you. Whoa, can you hear the crowd? Whoa, he's going to get it now. That Jesus is going to take him apart. He won't get away with it anymore. But Jesus doesn't do that at all. He just looks at him and says, Zacchaeus, I want to talk with you, and I want to share a meal with you. And Zacchaeus cannot believe it. And he hurries away, and Jesus follows. And the crowd, and the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, and the lawmakers cannot believe this. How can this man speak to him? How can this Jesus go with a tax collector? I'd love to know what Jesus said, but we don't. But we do know the effect of what he said, because when Zacchaeus comes out, he's different. Totally different. He apologizes. He seeks forgiveness for the mistakes that he's made and promises to repatriate and to repay. One of the wonderful things about Bible stories is you don't always see a conclusion. You are left to think, did Zacchaeus change his ways completely? Did he go back to the old way? We don't know. I think he did change completely. I think Jesus touched his heart with love and showed that even obnoxious tax collectors, and my apologies to anybody who might work in the tax department, because we're not talking about modern tax collectors, because the rules are very different. Love. Can we love like that? Without the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, no, we can't. Because we are human. And we need God's power to break the power of evil, to break the chains of slavery. Slavery to rules and regulations, slavery to sin. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to do that and to help us demonstrate God's love by the way we care. Love. Joy. Well, got a letter through the post yesterday when I got home. From an organization called Concern, and it was all about the Rohingya refugees and the dreadful suffering. I came back very happy, full of joy at having had a wonderful time and been able to do some work with children and seen them grow and develop, and this smacks you in the face. There's nothing to be happy about. It's not easy to be joyful all the time. It's not easy to show joy when we live in a society that has got so many sad things in it. But we can be joyful for ourselves in knowing that God loves us and is our Savior. Saving to the uttermost. And then sharing that joy around us. When I used to do the Boys Brigade parade services back at Shearwater many, many years ago, I used to tell them that the simplest thing they can do is to say good morning and smile. And the number of times that when you say good morning and smile, somebody will say good morning and smile back to you. Not always, but most of the time. And that gives that feeling of sharing the joy that you have. And it is that easy. A simple smile. An arm. I understand. I want to share the love of Jesus with you because it makes me happy when I should be sad. But because God loves me, I want to share his love and to help people improve. That's hard. I know that. You know that. Like knocking on the doors or making telephone calls, which is the other thing I hate doing. But God is with us. The Spirit is with us. The Spirit lives to set us free. Walk in the Lord. Peace. God's peace in our lives. Sharing it through words and actions with and to others. Even in this congregation, we don't always find it easy to share the peace of the Lord. With the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can reach out and shake the hands of anyone and wish them God's blessing and share God's peace. We're going to do it now. Turn around to the person beside you and say, the peace of the Lord be with you and God bless you. Peace of the Lord be with you, James. God bless you. The peace of the Lord be with you. God bless you. The peace of the Lord be with you. Thank you. God bless you. Peace of the Lord be with you. God bless you. Wasn't that an exciting, interesting, enjoyable experience? Wasn't it just sharing God's peace, sharing God's love, just making people welcome and feel welcome? I think sometimes when it happens in communion, it's a bit formal. So I wanted it to be informal. I wanted it to be relaxed and easy like the whole service is. It's so important to share God's peace. Sometimes we have to make decisions. Sometimes we have to stand up and say, this is wrong. This does not bring about peace. This does not bring about joy. This does not bring about the things that God wants in our kingdom. This one is a difficult one for me. Patience. We live in a hurtling world, absolutely belting, and we can't wait. The bus is late. The train is late. I'm going to be late for this. I'm going to be late for that. The children are late. I don't know. Oh, even the tradition is that the bride is late. We need patience. In our urgency to get things done, we become impatient. We begin to lose our understanding and our sympathy and our empathy because we are being made late, because we are having to suffer, because we, and not the other. At the well in Sychar, thirsty Jesus spoke to the woman and asked for a drink of water. And then he waited patiently for his disciples to come back from the town. And he talked to her. But he didn't talk at her. He talked to her. And with patience and understanding, he listened. He listened carefully. He gave her time to share. One of the most difficult things to do in the classroom is to listen to a child who's trying to tell you something when there are 28 others. And sometimes you have to say, I'll speak to you at playtime. But you must make sure that you do. For occasionally, you will hear something really important. I had a little girl in year one, 6 years old, who said to me just before playtime, Mr. War, my daddy hit me last night, and he hit my mum. And I said, really? Well, tell me what happened. And it was quite a short story. So I went to do the right thing. I reported it to the head teacher, and I reported it to my TA. And she was a lovely lady. And when mum came to the door, before I even had time to get there, the TA was talking to her. Talking to her for 35 minutes. And mum was in tears. Because she was being very badly abused. And very quickly, within the space of hours, we were able to get her and the children into a refuge. But if I hadn't listened, it might have gone on and on and on. I'm not praising myself, for there are many times when I should have listened and didn't. But on this occasion, it was so important. That sensitivity, that being aware, that being prepared to listen with patience. So important. Kindness. It's lovely when you're working with children and you're doing an assembly and you're talking with this assembly about kindness, and they come up with all the little things about being kind and helping people in the playground who fall over and opening doors and closing doors and the things that they do. But it is so important, kindness. So often we live in a careless society. We don't really care. Not really care. And kindness gets forgotten. I feel a little bit like Jesus in the temple with all those people. When I get to a queue for the bus or for the train, and I can see an elderly person or a mum with a couple of children or even a pregnant mum, and people just push them out of the way. They're not prepared just to step back a moment and do a little bit of kindness. Just that simple thing. But as Christians, we should be. It should be part of our nature. We should be doing it automatically. I even had an argument with my daughter the other day. She said to me, Dad, you're always doing that. She said, of course I'm always doing that. You know, because that's what I believe is right. Yeah, but people take advantage. I don't mind. If God calls me to be kind and to care and to love, that's what I have to do. But, you know, I make mistakes too. Many, many, many mistakes. Kindness. Jesus' hands were kind hands, doing good to all. Some of you remember that song from Sunday school days. Make my hands, Lord Jesus, like your hands, serving others with kindness. And generosity. Sharing what we have, not just materially. I know that letter was for asking for money, and I'm on a fixed income now, I've retired, and I have to think about how much money I give for this, that, and the other. But it's not just about money. It's about sharing love. It's about sharing care. It's about sharing kindness. It's about sharing patience. It's about sharing all these things. And giving. That wonderful story that the Pharisee who went into the temple and put his money in the collecting box, proud of what he'd done, standing up in his whole manner saying, look at me, God, look at that. See how much it is? And then, creeping round the corner, came the widow with the tiniest coin that was in the currency, and almost ashamed, she comes to the collecting box and she puts it in. And as Jesus says, she gave all that she had that was available. And it cost the Pharisee nothing. Just one of those things. Simple, straightforward generosity. Generosity of spirit. Generosity of giving. Again, sharing our love for Jesus in every situation, in what we think, what we do, and what we say. Gentleness, seeking to work with compassion, understanding, and perception. Jesus said to disciples, don't turn the children away, let them come. I want to share with them. In that crowd, being pushed and shoved, she reached out in her agony and touched his robe. Who touched me? Jesus said. The disciples. Oh, Jesus, look at that crowd. Just look at them. Loads of people touched you and jostled you. And Jesus said, who touched me? There she is on the floor. Terrified. Jesus turns and looks at her, and in great gentleness he deals with her problem. And the problem is resolved. Martha, poor old Martha. Martha, the genuine, hospitable, always doing everything, getting it all right. And there's Mary at the feet of Jesus, and Martha's done nothing whatsoever to help. Nothing at all. And she goes to Jesus. She said, Jesus, why can't you ask Mary to come and give me a hand? And the way that Jesus gently deals with Martha, gently lets her down, and says, Martha, what you're doing is wonderful, but there are times and you just need to take a break and to sit down and listen at my feet. So gentle, not in the slightest bit angry or aggressive, just reaching out so gently. That's what gentleness as a fruit of the Spirit is all about. Faithfulness. In faithfulness, God is faithful to us, reaching out to build relationships of trust and love. So many people don't know what faithfulness is because of the way they are treated. People let them down. We let each other down. Faithfulness is working through that. Self-control. Oh, just occasionally, I lose my turn. Just occasionally. Some people might say I do it more frequently than that. Taking responsibility for our thoughts, our words, and actions with regard to their positive and negative harmful effects on others. The anger that Jesus felt in the temple towards those who were buying and selling was a righteous anger. And he stood up and he said, completely in control, how dare you do this in my Father's house? Get out! Faithful. Full of self-control. But knowing exactly what responsibility meant. The way he dealt with those who wanted to stone that woman in the circle. Possibly a prostitute. Possibly a woman of immoral means. Who knows? All that Jesus said was to those men in his controlled anger was, okay, if that's the way you feel, fine. But But let the first one of you who is totally innocent throw that first stone. Just like that. And his self-control of the situation meant that they all slipped away, leaving the woman. And then we come back to the gentleness and the love and the kindness and the care. Today, God is calling us all to show the fruits of the Spirit in our daily lives as we seek to serve him. It's not an easy task, but we have the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, in our lives to encourage, prompt, support, and improve the quality of our fruitful service. The Spirit in our lives to improve the quality of our spiritual service. Let us pray. Loving Lord Jesus, we confess that so often we have not lived by the rule of the Spirit. We have not shown those fruits that we should have shown. We have not cared. We have not loved. We've sought our needs first. Forgive us for our human frailty. Fill us with your forgiveness. Fill us with the power of your Spirit that we may go out from here to love and to serve you, to show that the seeds that are planted within our lives become the fruit of your Spirit as we reach out to the needs of those around us. We particularly think of those people for whom life is tough at the moment, those suffering from depression, from poverty, from disease, from fear. And we thank you, Lord, that you forgive our sins. You've promised to forgive our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And we thank you for that reality. We commit ourselves to you today as we share your challenge. Will you come and follow me, says Jesus, if I but call your name? Prayers of intercession for God's people and ourselves.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we come to you at this time of quietness and reflection, please be with all the students who have finished their exams, whether it's GCSEs, A-levels, or anything else our young people have had to study for. Now there is the long wait for the results to be received. Give strength and courage to all the parents or guardians as they support their teenagers at this tense time. Give guidance to the students as there may be a few tears of relief that they have achieved their aims and can move into the next phase of their journey through to the next step towards their ambitions in life. We ask for you to be with anyone who, for whatever reason, they don't receive the grades they want. Show the parents and students the way forward for them to take a different path and an alternative to training and learning. Father, give help and support to the police and parents, especially where there is a lot of gang warfare involving knives, drugs and robberies. Give support to the parents and the community workers in the area who work very hard to keep the streets safe and the neighbourhood free of fear and trepidation, allowing everyone to walk about in safety. And I'd like to think about the young woman that was stabbed yesterday who was 8 months pregnant. And we pray for the family of that woman and the baby and hope that the hospital can keep the baby alive. So we just ask you to lift her up to you, Lord. Lord, help anyone who's suffering from ill health, either physical ailments or various mental health issues. We give thanks for the medical teams who are able to give support and guidance with kindness and understanding, not just to the patients, but the families involved. Our Father, in this world of ours, there is such a lot of unrest, instability, poverty and insecurity, especially in Iran and Syria. Help the politicians who are involved in getting a peaceful solution to end the distrust and aggression. Our thoughts are with the tensions between America and the Mexican border, where families are risking their lives to have a better life rather than staying in their own country. We give thanks to our church as we welcome Syrian refugees settled here, helping the wives learn English, the council employees assisting them with various forms and finding housing for them. For the Clothes for You clothing bank, with generous help from donations of clothing and our regular coffee mornings, we can show everyone in Nap Hill and the surrounding area how friendly and welcoming KMC can be. These are our prayers sent to you with our love. Amen.
It is time to give. It is time to give, but remember, our generosity is not just about the amount of money we give. It's about what we give in those fruits of the Spirit. Together, we share what we have and give it to our Lord, materially and spiritually. Lord Jesus, accept these, our gifts of money. Accept our love for you and our gifts and strengths and weaknesses, and use them all to extend your kingdom of love throughout this area, our circuit, our country, and your world. Amen. The Wesley brothers were always prepared to try something new, preaching outdoors, preaching in all sorts of places, doing all sorts of things. And it's not surprising that Charles Wesley wrote this hymn. Forth in your name, O Lord, I go, my daily labour to pursue. You only you resolve to know in all I think or speak or do. Many of you may have been at the circuit testimony service a little while ago, where the ordinands came to give their testimonies, and this afternoon will be the ordination of the candidates to serve in the ministry of the Methodist Church. Lord Jesus, we thank you for their gift of themselves to serve you and to serve us. We pray for your blessing upon them. May they know the power of your Spirit and share your fruits wherever they may be stationed. Amen.
Amen.
So we say together, help me to be a servant to others, Lord, supportive to those on the edge, encouraging of those who are low, reliable to those who have been let down, vociferous to those who need justice, available to those who need time, neighborly to those on their own, tender to those who are hurting, showing the fruits of your Holy Spirit for your love's sake. Amen. And being a primary school teacher, you will notice that each of those lines adds to the word servant. We share together again the grace and the power and the love of Jesus in our daily lives. We say together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. I'd like to thank Knaphill for inviting me today and for asking me to do this first service. I hope you've got something out of it, and I hope that you will share with the organisers what you feel really worked and what didn't, and then they will try and make sure that it that little bit more what everybody would want. But we've met We've worshipped God. We've met our Lord. Let us say together, Hallelujah! Christ is our Lord. Amen.